Iceland Center.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy three Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's another cloudy start to our day here across the upper Midwest. A fog, though, is mostly west of our region across portions of Iowa and Minnesota. It looks like we'll have a quiet day shaping up and temperatures remaining several degrees above normal, not only today, but really for the entire upcoming forecast here for the week ahead. The warmest conditions are expected to move in right around Wednesday into Thursday, when we have a good chance of getting well into the 40s. Then slightly cooler air could dip in toward the very end of the week and into next weekend as well, but still above normal. Not a whole lot of precipitation in the forecast, with any main storm staying well off into the southern part of the country, and other ones staying north into Canada. We're kind of caught in the middle with not much coming through. There is one weak front passing by Monday night into early Tuesday, might bring you some very light precipitation for a period, and then basically nothing after that through the weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Cloudy skies, maybe a few peaks of sun later this afternoon. High near 37, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, partial clearing, fog possible, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, chance of fog in the morning, then partly sunny. High near 40 with a southwest wind up to 10. Monday night, chance of some brief showers or sprinkles, otherwise mostly cloudy, low at 32. Tuesday, chance of a sprinkle or flurry in the morning, more clouds and sun, and somewhat breezy with a high near 37. As we head into Wednesday, partly cloudy, unseasonably warm, low 27 with a high of 46. Thursday, partly sunny, just a touch cooler, low 29 with a high of 42. Friday, staying dry with a good amount of sunshine, low in the mid-20s, high near 39. And Saturday, mostly sunny, low 21 with a high of 36 degrees. Have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service.
It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy 32 degrees, and that is our low so far for the day. As for yesterday, our high was 40, and we saw a trace of rain. And so far, a record high for this day was set all the way back in 1914 at 52, a record low 32 below set in 1963. Last year on this day, our high was 18, our low 11. Sunset today will be at 5:08, sunrise tomorrow at 7:21. No precipitation yet. The barometer is up to 30.17 as it continues to rise. And we have west winds at 2. Again, it's 32 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today, sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's Special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. The 2024 Making a Difference Award Banquet, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio, will be held today at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center to honor this year's awards recipients, including the Phoenix Center as Business of the Year, Marilyn Loft Hauk, and the Okooch Mountain Humane Society with the Outstanding Organization Award, Troy Sharp with the Civic Leadership Award, the Ombre's Ithaca Lions as the Nonprofit of the Year, Computer Doctors with the Best Face Forward Award, Jim Brock with the Community Stewardship Award, Doug Tyler and Lauren Moe with the Emergency Responder Award, Liz Perkins with the Educator of the Year Award, Marcy Jelenic as the Medical Hero Award or Healthcare Professional of the Year, and Maddie Smith with the Up and Coming Youth Award. The 2024 Making a Difference Award Banquet held this evening at the Phoenix Center will begin with a social time at 5:30, dinner at 6:30, and the awards will follow. The State Department of Public Instruction is publishing its list of schools going to referendum. Many districts finalized ballot language in board meetings on Monday. Already, as of last week, 60 ballot questions for school referenda have been approved, with 10 going on February's primary ballots and 50 more for April. It's expected the total number will be over 100 once the DPI releases its report. Kickapoo, Richland, River Valley, Sparta, and Westby are among the districts with an approved referendum. The River Valley School District has been working on their referendum over the past several months. Lauren Glassbrenner is the district administrator.
I've been trying to give updates for the communities around us about the referendum in River Valley that's been coming our way. And this is different than the other referendum. We do have operational referendum that, like many of our rural school districts, run on operational referenda. And that's just to pay the bills and to make sure that we're continuing with the operating offerings that we have. So in order to offer all the good things for kids, we ask our communities to give us dollars and cents to make sure that we can continue to provide the great things that we do. And River Valley's had operational referendum happening for the last 6 years. However, we also are jumping into another type of referendum, and that's the capital referenda. And within the state of Wisconsin, a capital referenda is around remodeling or building to make sure that the facilities are up to code and up to snuff, if you will, to make sure that everything that we're doing with the greater properties of River Valley are where they need to be too.
To come up with important issues that need to be on the referendum, the school district received help from a group of individuals.
back in 2022, we started having these conversations in phase one of building an advisory task force. And it was really important that as I took over some leadership roles in River Valley now 4 years ago, if we were going to look at the architectural structures as well as the status of our district, I needed to involve the community. So we set forth and invited, I would say, around 100 people to come to a meeting, and we called those the advisory task force members. And they have been incredibly crucial and important to our group. And those advisory task force folks have really helped us look forward to think about what did we want the district to have. And really what they set forth is they set forth some goals for success. If we were going to look at capital referendum ideas in River Valley, they wanted us to be really careful to stick to some goals.
The goals set by the task force should be beneficial, not only for River Valley schools, but for the community as well.
That original group of about 75 people got together and set forth some bulleted ideas, and I'd still like to review those with just our communities to make sure they understand this is a community referendum. This isn't a River Valley administrator referendum. It's very much about what we can do to offer the best things for the kids of River Valley. So some of the things that they said for success, we have to continue to think about safety and security, making sure that the offices are secure, that we go through really good procedures to make sure that any visitors coming to the school are truly mentored to be there. We want to foster trust amongst our communities. River Valley's unique. We have Lone Rock, we have Arena, we have Plain, we have Spring Green that make up our district. So that unique structure of our district means that we need to foster trust in all of those communities and not think of one more than the other. We want to engage all students. We want to make sure that we have welcoming environments. We want to make sure that we're also making learning spaces and library spaces and collaborative spaces. We really want kids to know that collaboration is a big deal. We want to make sure that we're managing debt and being really thoughtful of how we spend our money, because we can't just spend willy-nilly. Technology was considered. We even investigated daycare and childcare, before school care, after school care. But within all of these, we basically wanted to utilize the best resources that we had to leverage and keep everything moving forward to create an opportunity for us to discuss what comes next in River Valley.
After the goals were created, Glassbrenner said that a survey went out to the citizens of the communities in the River Valley School District. The actions from the survey say that the district should go to a capital referendum.
So we moved ahead with our campaign. We've used this public advisory task force meeting all the way along. And through this process, we finally come to setting some questions for the River Valley School District. So those questions will be on an April 2nd ballot. And those are big questions for us. So those are things that we will have a building referendum coming out to be on our ballot. And it has two questions. One of those questions will be to authorize spending in order to update and build, if you will, those construction needs for the three buildings to meet ADA compliance, to put on some safe and secure entrances, and to remodel some classroom spaces. That's question one. That's in the tune of $19.5 million. And I knew in our survey that we sent out to our community, they said, really try to keep the spending under $20 million. And I do feel like this is doing that. The second question, though, is an additional funding. And that second question is for $14.5 million, but that's to build a performing arts center. River Valley currently doesn't have a space for any kind of plays, musicals, or performance arts. And so we're looking at that being a separate question where people can make that choice. They can invest in question one or question two, or of course, I would love it if they invested in question one and question two. But I tried to really make sure that we were cognizant of the fact that we wanted to give families a choice. If they felt like they needed to help improve schools but couldn't cut it and they thought that that was overspending, that they could say yes to one and not to question two. So again, I think that both of them are valid questions that help build forward great things for River Valley. But I also wanted to make sure that people understood there are two questions there and the vote really is up to them.
There will be future meetings that Lauren Glassbrenner says the public can attend if they have any questions and to see what the proposed referendum projects are all about.
Our first one will be February 27th. That'll be at our high school at 5 p.m. Our second community meeting will be March 4th at our high school again. That's at 6 p.m. And then our third one will be at our middle school, and that'll be at 5 p.m. And that's on March 21st. So again, February 27th in the evening, March 4th or March 21st in the evenings. They're all on the River Valley campus, but those are three community meetings where everybody will be there. Again, I will though say, if you want me to come to a small group meeting, I'm more than happy to bring bring the River Valley Roadshow your way, and I'll be happy to sit with you at your kitchen table if you need me to help explain what we've done thus far and what we have on the ballot.
Information from past Facility Study Task Force meetings can be found on the River Valley School District website by logging on to rvschools.org and clicking on the Facility Study Task Force toward the bottom of the webpage. Enjoy a breakfast today, going on right now, and help the Ithaca Lions Club help Kathy Coppernall. The breakfast is being served in the Ithaca High School Commons this morning from now until 12:30. You can enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs, ham, cheese, applesauce, and milk. The cost of the breakfast is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. The event will also include a bake sale and silent auction. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years. Over the last 20 years, the number of people donating blood to the Red Cross has fallen by about 40%. When fewer people donate blood, even small disruptions to blood donations, such as the nearly 7,000 unit shortfall in blood donations that the Red Cross experienced between Christmas and New Year's Day alone, can have a huge impact on the availability of blood products and dramatic consequences for those in need of an emergency blood transfusion. You can help in meeting the demand by becoming a blood donor. A blood drive will be held on Monday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Don't wait to make an appointment. You can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Visit redcrossblood.org, or you can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The Village of Viola. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, towns number 4. The source is the history of Crawford and Richland counties, illustrated 1881 and transcribed by Richard Ramus. The village of Viola was laid out in the summer of 1855 by Cyrus D. Turner and his brother Hartwell. The name was suggested by H. L. Turner in honor of Viola Buck, who had been the teacher of the Turner boys in New York State. The first courthouse was erected by Cyrus D. Turner. He also opened the first store in 1854. The first wagon maker? He was John Cummings, who was located here in 1866. The first shoemaker? That was John Gribble, who came here in 1861. The first sawmill was erected in 1856 by H. L. Turner. It was just across the line in Vernon County. The first grist mill, that was erected in 1857 by that same person, H. L. Turner, and it contained one run of burrs. The first school, that was taught by Miss Helen Jackson in 1855. The first child was born, and her name, Viola May Mack, a daughter of William H. and Julia Mack, born on May 1856 and named after the community. Cyrus D. Turner, they had a child that was a privilege of naming her and bestowed that name, Viola May, in honor of the village with the month it occurred and a part of the name. The first hotel in that village was erected and opened by A. H. Hall in 1856. In 1883, the village of Viola was doing a thriving business and had an excellent prospect for the future. The following businesses are listed in the village directory. 3 general merchandising stores, a drug store, 2 hardware stores, a furniture store, a blacksmith shop, 3 wagon shops, 2 grist mills, 2 sawmills, 2 physicians located here, and a veterinary surgeon. In the spring of 1883, a cheese factory was established at Viola by Peter Young. It furnished with it all the necessary apparatus for producing a first-class article of cheese. The enterprise had been very successful. The productions are marketed mostly in Viroqua and La Crosse. The Viola Post Office was established in 1858 by Cyrus D. Turner as postmaster. They are mail routes running from Norwalk to Richland Center to Reedstown and Viroqua. Those to Richland Center and Viroqua and Reedstown all ran weekly. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering William Fogo, newspaper editor.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2024 will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Sunday, January 28th. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 to 4 this afternoon at her home in Viroqua, and again on Sunday, February 11th from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse, died January 18th after a 15-year battle with Huntington's disease. A celebration of life will be held on Monday from 10 to noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with a time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut Mound Cemetery following the services. Memorial contributions may be made to Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet, died January 20th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held on Monday from 3 to 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center, died Monday at Soldiers Grove Health Services, Soldiers Grove. Memorial services will be held at noon on Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died on Friday, January 26th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral service will be held on Friday, February 2nd at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call on Thursday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 4 to 8, and again on Friday from 10 until the time of, or from 10 to 11. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held on Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Anita June Waterman, 79 of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Birthday wishes on this Sunday, January 28th, are going out to Sean Nelson. Happy birthday, Sean. Have a great day today from Grandma Newberry. Happy birthday as well today to Jody Coe, Debbie McIntosh, Dana Perucker, and Holly Schaefer from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. The Richland Center Lions wish Will Swassing, Amber Sage, and Bill Stebbins a happy birthday. Happy birthday today to Oakley Larson from Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday once more to Bill Stebbins today from the United Methodist Church. Little Willow Birthday Club wishes Laura Marsh and Darcy Bradley a happy birthday. Also, happy birthday today on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier to Larissa Bruchaber. Happy birthday as well today to Jimmy Clary from Grandma and Grandpa Clary. Happy birthday wishes go out today to Sherry Muller and Cindy Orloff from Park Street Christian Church. Happy 75th birthday today to Larry Dieter, with love from Brenda, Mark, Molly, Denver, Evan, Sarah, Maggie, Courtney, Andrew, Liam, and Mason. Happy birthday to Joan Carley today. Have a great year from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Happy anniversary wishes today. Happy anniversary to Ithaca Lions members Al and Deb Walling. Also, happy anniversary today to Jeff and Gina Day from the Muscadet Blue River and the Avoca Lions. To all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO, as well as from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports, sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
In high school boys basketball yesterday, Prairie du Chien scored a 54-39 win over Barneveld. It was Mount Horeb defeating Monroe 74-45. Portage took down Poinette 46-43 in quite the close game. In high school girls basketball, Prairie du Chien defeated Barneveld 63-31 on Saturday. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and 12 rebounds as one of four Milwaukee Bucks with at least 20 points in a 141-117 blowout of the New Orleans Pelicans. Damian Lillard added 26 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds. Brooke Lopez scored 24 points, and Bobby Portis had 20. The Bucks shot 56% as they improved to 2-1 in their third and final game with Joe Prunty as interim head coach following the Tuesday firing of Adrian Griffin. Doc Rivers held his introductory news conference earlier on Saturday. In Big Ten men's college basketball yesterday, it was Maryland over Nebraska 73-51, while Illinois took down Indiana 70-62. Also in action in college basketball yesterday, it was Texas Tech over Oklahoma 85-84 in a nail-biter. Another close game saw Duke take down Clemson 72-71. Also in action, it was Creighton over DePaul 85-62. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart.
just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that He is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. Jesus, Jesus, pray.